parents enjoyed. That means we're halfway through the week, which means we're getting that much closer to Friday. And I think this is going to be the last show for this week only, mainly because of technical difficulties with the things that are happening around, so I don't want that to continue. I'm going to nip that in the bud. So, while that happens, I'm going to do some reruns for you guys, in case you have missed 2018, 2019, and you know how to count up from there. And don't forget that also I'm doing the extended entertainment segment today. So that's so all you have to do is just stick tuned for that. That being said, should we just go ahead and get into the facts? I think that's the great idea. That's the best idea I've had all show, right? Let's do it. So, as you know, we always give ways so that way you can follow along. And there's a lot of information here, so you're going to want to follow along if you find any interesting. And these come from cracked.com, C-R-A-C-K-E-D.com. And it's 15 fantastic facts about your, well, our favorite toys. Number 15, so it's going to be going down to number 1, which means that if you want to know what number 1 is, you're going to have to go and look for yourself. Number 15, Lego is the world's largest largest tire manufacturer. The company produces over 318 million tires every year, or about 800,070 tires a day. Wow. Okay, so number 14, He-Man was a toy before it was a TV show. You see, I gotta read this one now because I've read the last one and like, I was like, I don't know what they mean by tires, like real tires or like little toy tires. But He-Man, it was a toy before a TV show. And He-Man, She-Ra, Thundercats, the original, come on. Anybody? All right, just me. When trying to sell the toy, a Mattel sales rep told distributors a TV show was in the works, which was a lie. However, the lie sold the toy, forcing Mattel to create a TV show around the action figure. And then movies, and, well, we know how it went. Wow, I did not know that. Jeez. I mean, that was a different time. I think I've talked about this before. Like, it was, and I could be wrong, but like it's illegal to sell or promote the same toy as like when the TV show is being played or whatever, because it was like exploiting like kids' minds or something like that. I think there was a study on it and they were like, yeah, you can't do that anymore. It was something to that effect. Wow. I didn't know that. Number 13, the Super Soaker was invented by a NASA engineer. Wow. In addition to the Super Soaker, Dr. Lonnie Johnson also invented the Nerf gun and holds over 100 patents. So what was he doing, like, with this? Because you know he wasn't like, this is going to be used for water. And then, like, maybe he was, like, too busy in his garage, and, like, his kid was like, Dad, what'd you get me for birthday? And he was like, this! It's a water gun. And it's, like, this giant metallic thing that looks like a space gun. This is what you got for your birthday. Happy birthday, son. Let me know how it works on your friends. Their friends currently have water damage. Their liver doesn't work because he got shot directly. Cool. Well, what do? You hook it up to the hose. It has more pressure power than a fireman's hose. Oh my gosh, that's terrible. We're gonna move on. Number 12, Frank Lloyd. Frank Lloyd Wright's son, John Lloyd Wright, invented the Lincoln Logs. Oh, he must be, like, rich. got the idea when he saw his dad employ a similar interlocking style in order to earthquake-proof one of his buildings. I will say those things are pretty sturdy. Like, back when you were a kid, like, if you ever tried to, like, knock over the Lincoln Logs, I don't think that, like, I don't remember really working unless, like, you were, like, unless you, like, you build, like, your tower, like, really high or something. Because, you know, like, once you run out of Lincoln Logs, it's like, let me get some of yours, man. And it's like, you have, like, 400 over there. And it's like, well, you should build faster, okay? My company is building these things in 5 minutes, and you're taking days over there, man. Like, anyway, number 11, and then we'll stop here. So that way we can go ahead and get into the entertainment, which I hope you're all ready for. Number 11, Mr. Potato Head used to be a real potato that you had to provide. Oh, I remember hearing about this. Okay. I do want to read this one as well. See, I'm just doing all the work today. Number 11, Mr. Potato Head used to be a real potato that you had to provide. Originally, the toy came with accessories to stick into a potato you had at home. In 1964, Mattel began providing the plastic potato body. Man, there's so much I didn't know. I kind of want to go through all of these now. Like, there's more stuff about Nerf. The teddy bear gets involved. Everybody had like a cuddle buddy, like a little toy plush thing that maybe they liked as an infant or whatever. They go into Play-Doh on here. Yeah, there's some good facts here. I'm going to read these. Anyway, what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And hopefully you folks are going to be ready. We have coming up here the entertainment segment, which is going to be a little longer than usual, possibly, but it's going to be combined with the entertainment that was supposed to be yesterday, but couldn't post. So hopefully you get that entertainment today. And then the rest of the week is going to be the Daily Shift Rewind, just because of technical difficulty problems. And hopefully there are none today. Other than my own. Anyway, this is The Daily Shift. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you after the break. Keep it up. I am a fire, gasoline. Come pour yourself all over me. We'll let this place go down in flames only one more time. You kill the lights, still draw the blinds. Even if we both break down tonight, and you say you hate me, and we go to bed. The Daily Shift, bringing you the good stuff, like question of the day, which I hope you do enjoy. And I think it's something that we all can relate to at some point in our lives. At some point. Because it could be for any reason. Being at the checkout line and not being able to check out. What do you do? Like, I mean, like, okay, so if you're at a self-checkout, I think this would be one of the times that the self-checkout works out. You just tell the attendant, hey, I'll be right back. I gotta run out to my car. I love it. You know? But what about if you're at self-checkout and you have to go over to a, like, ATM and try to take out the money instead? Because, you know, for whatever reason, it's not accepting the chip read or the tap or whatever. Like, what do you do? Like, I personally, I think the good old chip read doesn't really work. I don't understand why they ask you if you want to do the chip, the swipe, or the tap pay. If you have to do the chip first and then... Or you, like, when you try the tap, it's like, try the chip. And then, like, when you try the chip, it's like, it, you try to do the swipe, and it's like, nope, you got to use the chip. And it's like, so why do you offer the option of the swipe? I don't understand those things. Because I've had, like, cards that, because when you get a new card, that card you have, like, it's no longer good, and then you get the temporary card, and that doesn't have the chip, or maybe it does, I don't know, but it doesn't have, like, it only like, from what I remember, it only has the stripe, and I'm like, ugh, and I don't want, like, I just, and then you have to wait for the new card to come in the mail, so you're looking constantly, because then you have to call the number and get it activated, and then you have to set the PIN or go to an ATM or whatever, or the bank and set the PIN number. Ugh. It's just too much. It's like too much physical stuff to do over the time span of like a week or whenever, like the card comes in the mail. Like, because they're not going to give it to you at the bank because they can't, you know, it's just too much of a hassle. Right. I'm sorry for like people who are like, who don't have cards and don't understand yet. Okay, I'm going to put this in limit. If your parents give you an allowance, imagine getting an allowance from like a piece of paper. No, that's not a good. Yeah, a piece of paper. Let's see where this goes. Okay, because even I don't know. Like, I'm just winging it here. So you get an allowance, and then your parents give it to you on a single piece of paper. And you can go and use that piece of paper anywhere. Like, anywhere will take that piece of paper. It's like, okay, Mr. and or Mrs. or whoever, you know, they see, it's okay, they approve of this amount of money. Like, let's say $10. So they're like, okay, well, first you have to fold the card. And then it's like, okay. And that's, it's like, okay, that's all you have to do. And it's like, oh, sorry, your fold isn't working. Like, it's like, it's not a straight fold. Like, it has to be a straight fold. And it's like, okay, so why did you give me the option of doing the straight fold? Like, why didn't you just tell me to do the straight fold, you know? Okay, I'm sorry. Let me back up. So you have the option to fold the paper, or you can keep it straight and like flat, or you can turn it into origami. I like the origami. I'm sorry. I had to go with that. Anyway, so they're like, okay, so you fold it, and they don't accept your fold. They're like, ah, your fold is weird. We don't like it. And it's like, so why did you give me the option of folding it? And it's like, well, you know. No answer. It's just, well, you know. And then you do the option of turning it into origami because you already folded it. And then, like, actually, this is turning out perfect. And then you're like, okay, I'll do the origami. And then, like, they're like, ah, I don't like stars. Like, you made a really cool star, you know. It's like 3D and everything. But they don't accept that either. So you're like, so what am I supposed to do? It's like, well, straighten it out. Like, just straighten it out and just give me like the straightened, folded out, like not like unfolded paper, all flat, neat and clean. Just do that. And it's like, so why did you make me do all of that? It's like, what was the purpose? Like, when I first asked you to take the straight, like neatly, fresh paper that says $10 on it, why did you take that? Why did you make me fold it and then do origami and then ask me to straight? This doesn't make any sense. You know, I don't get it. I don't like those machines. I don't like the machines at stores. I don't like when, like, I get it. It's, I just, man, hopefully that story was entertaining. That long explanation of explaining how credit cards work to children. That was terrible. Oh, man. And that is why I'm not a teacher. Like, that was the most unnecessary long story about how to, like, explain credit cards to, like, to children. And it didn't even really make sense. I'm sure somebody out there is like, just ignore him, honey. Like, no, that's not how it works. Like, well, how it works here at the show is that we take a break right now. And then we come back, we do some stuff, and then some more stuff. But today is going to be more stuff than usual, because the stuff that you missed yesterday is the stuff here. Do you see? That makes sense. If somebody was paying attention, no, that was just a really poor attempt at making people laugh. what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to have the facts, and then we're going to come back with the entertainment, with more entertainment. See, that explanation was better, wasn't it? So we're going to stick with that. We're going to come back, and we're going to get into more stuff. Keep it locked. This is The Daily Shift. We'll see you after the break. Means we're halfway through the week, which means we're getting that much closer to Friday. And I think this is going to be the last show for this week only, mainly because of technical difficulties with the things that are happening around, so I don't want that to continue. I'm going to nip that in the bud. So, while that happens, I'm going to do some reruns for you guys, in case you have missed 2018, 2019, and you know how to count up from there. And don't forget that also I'm doing the extended entertainment segment today. So that's so all you have to do is just stick tuned for that. That being said, should we just go ahead and get into the facts? I think that's the great idea. Like, that's the best idea I've had all show, right? Let's do it. So, as you know, we always give ways so that way you can follow along, and there's a lot of information here, so you're going to want to follow along if you find any interesting. And these come from cracked.com, cracked.com, and it's 15 fantastic facts about your, well, our favorite toys. Number 15, so it's going to be going down to number 1, which means that if you want to know what number 1 is, you're going to have to go and look for yourself. Number 15, Lego is the world's largest largest tire manufacturer. The company produces over 318 million tires every year, or about 800,070 tires a day. Wow. Okay, so number 14, He-Man was a toy before it was a TV show. You see, I gotta read this one now, because I read the last one, and, like, I was like, eh, I don't know what they mean by tires, like, real tires, or, like, little toy tires, but He-Man, it was a toy before a TV show, and He-Man, She-Ra, Thundercats, the original, come on. Anybody? All right, just me. When trying to sell the toy, a Mattel sales rep told distributors a TV show was in the works, which was a lie. However, the lie sold the toy, forcing Mattel to create a TV show around the action figure. And then movies, and, well, we know how it went. Wow, I did not know that. Jeez. I mean, that was a different time. I think I've talked about this before, but, like, it was, and I could be wrong, but, like, it's illegal to sell or promote the same toy as, like, when the TV show is being played or whatever, because it was, like, exploiting, like, kids' minds or something like that. I think there was a study on it, and they were like, yeah, you can't do that anymore. It was something to that effect. Wow. I didn't know that. Number 13, the Super Soaker was invented by a NASA engineer. Wow. In addition to the Super Soaker, Dr. Lonnie Johnson also invented the Nerf gun and holds over 100 patents. So what was he doing, like, with this? Because you know he wasn't like, this is going to be used for water. And then, like, maybe he was, like, too busy in his garage, and, like, his kid was like, Dad, what did you get me for birthday? And he was like, this, it's a water gun. And it's, like, this giant metallic thing that looks like a space gun. This is what you got for your birthday. Happy birthday, son. Let me know how it works on your friends. Their friends currently have water damage. Their liver doesn't work because he got shot directly. Cool. Well, what do? You hook it up to the hose. It has more pressure power than a fireman's hose. Oh my gosh, that's terrible. We're gonna move on. Number 12. Frank Lloyd Wright's son, John Lloyd Wright, invented the Lincoln Logs. Oh, he must be, like, rich. Got the idea when he saw his dad employ a similar interlocking style in order to earthquake-proof one of his buildings. I will say those things are pretty sturdy. Like, back when you were a kid, like, if you ever tried to, like, knock over the Lincoln Logs, I don't think that, like, I don't remember really working unless, like, you were, like, unless you, like, you build, like, your tower, like, really high or something. Because, you know, like, once you run out of Lincoln Logs, it's like, let me get some of yours, man. And it's like, you have, like, 400 over there. And it's like, well, you should build faster, okay? My company is building these things in 5 minutes, and you're taking days over there, man. Like, anyway, number 11, and then we'll stop here so that way we can go ahead and get into the entertainment, which I hope you're all ready for. Number 11, Mr. Potato Head used to be a real potato that you had to provide. Oh, I remember hearing about this. Okay. I do want to read this one as well. See, I'm just doing all the work today. Number 11, Mr. Potato Head used to be a real potato that you had to provide. Originally, the toy came with accessories to stick into a potato you had at home. In 1964, Mattel began providing the plastic potato body. Man, there's so much I didn't know. I kind of want to go through all of these now. Like, there's more stuff about Nerf. The teddy bear gets involved. Everybody had, like, a cuddle buddy, like a little toy plush thing that maybe they liked as an infant or whatever. They go into Play-Doh on here. Yeah, there's some good facts here. I'm going to read these. Anyway, what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and hopefully you folks are going to be ready, we have coming up here the entertainment segment, which is going to be a little longer than usual, possibly, but it's going to be combined with the entertainment that was supposed to be yesterday, but couldn't post. So hopefully you get that entertainment today. And then the rest of the week is going to be the Daily Shift Rewind, just because of technical difficulty problems. And hopefully there are none today. Other than my own. Anyway, this is the Daily Shift. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you after the break. Keep it. As we get into the extended entertainment, which is going to hold a lot. So get ready, like, grab a pen and paper if you need. So if you're a fan, and once again, be mindful of the ratings. Not all of these things are for kids. So just be mindful of the ratings. Check it out before you know, watching. So we have Power Book 2 coming back in March for another season, which I'm excited to see because I want to know how it turns out. I always get worried shows are going to get canceled, but the Power universe is doing okay. And I made a joke yesterday about Highlander, I said The One, and it's the same concept, but with Jet Li, but Highlander was the other one I was thinking about. Just a part of my stupid joke that I made yesterday, or was it Monday? Did I make the joke Monday? Either way. But yeah, no, those are some of the things that I want to touch up on. And also movies and TV shows. I don't know. Like, I've seen like some of the interviews with the Sesame Street characters, and they seem to have like an actual personality. So if you have kids and you want to like, I think Sesame Street is okay. I don't know. I don't know what they're teaching on there anymore. I don't know if they have the same thing. They said that Cookie Monster no longer just eats cookies. So now like he's into like other things as well, like vegetables and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it seems like they're progressing, but doing like, you know, well, I mean, it's not like progressing because it's Sesame Street. Like nothing bad happens there. Like, you know what? Is that like a... Nah, but you still got to deal with Oscar, and he can be a grouch. Anyone? Did anyone see what I... Okay, you know what? You guys just don't understand me. But yeah, no, we talked about toys earlier and stuff like that, and we talked about them like from Happy Meals and stuff like that. And I think Sesame Street and like other kids' shows like Between the Lions, Dragon Tales, if anyone, Arthur, Clifford the Big Red Dog, like all those shows. What are some other great ones? I mean kids shows, like, don't bring up the Teletubbies, don't you dare, because you don't even know what they were saying. I never understood the plot of that show. Like, I didn't get it. Like, sometimes, like, I got some of it. It was like, oh, they have to share the tubby custard. Oh my gosh. I don't even remember who was who. I know there's Tinky Winky, Lala, Poe. I don't remember the other one. I don't know. I thought there were four. I'm not going to look it up. I refuse to have that in my Google history or any history of my phone. I refuse. Nothing against that show. It was just that the son with the baby face, that creeped me out a little bit. I was a little disturbed by that. I was like, so wait, the baby lives on the sun? Because the information I knew about the sun at the time was like, before you could even touch it, like, you'd evaporate on the way there. If you sent something there, it would, like, so, like, that was my understanding of the sun. I was like, so, wait, a baby is going to control, like, I didn't know what I was thinking. A baby was in control of the sun, like, how did the baby get on the sun and, like, become king? I didn't know what was happening there, but either way, Death of Smoochie, that's what this brings me to, because kids shows and all that kind of stuff, and Death of Smoochie is not, like, a kid's movie, but it's kid related. It's very comical. It's very fun. It's like, what's that new movie that came out? Oh man. It's like, it was a murder mystery Muppet movie. Jeez, what was it called? And I saw it in theaters too. The Fun Time Murders, the Happy Time Murders. Ah, okay. Found it. It was the Happy Time Murders. I did see that, and it's something similar to that, kind of, but not on that scale. Death to Smoochie was a fun movie to watch. Like, I looked online, and after the movie, and I saw it had got like 48%, I think, and I think it deserves way higher than that. I think that movie was fun. It had like a lot of twists and a lot of turns. I didn't know where it was going. I didn't know if, like, I didn't know until certain things started happening that certain things were going to go that way. But then after that one part, I was like, I have no idea. You know, like, it was just, it's such a fun movie. If you get the time, Death to Smoochie. And I liked how the characters progress too. Like, it's a quick progression. And plus, it's like an all-star cast. Let me see here. Death 2. And then we have let's see. Oh my gosh, Death 2021? No, that is not. No. But no, it's like an all-star cast. Of course, it was great seeing Robin Williams perform again. You have Danny DeVito, Edward Norton, Catherine Kenner, John Stewart, Harvey Bierstein, hopefully I'm saying that correctly, Danny Woodburn, Michael Rispoli. You have a list, and it just goes on. Martin Kleba, Pam Ferris, like, you have a list there. Tracy Walter, come on. Like, you have a whole list of just phenomenal actresses and actors, and they all performed. They all, like, pulled it out. It was just, I thought it was great. IMDb gave it 6.3 out of 10. I'm going to give this an 8. I'm going to go ahead and bump that up, too. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 42%. Ah, I'm already in the 80s. Like, that was just a fun movie, you know, and it had like a lot of twists and turns. It was just enjoyable. Check that out. Also, don't forget, over the weekend, you have stuff to watch, like wrestling. Penn and Teller Fool Us is going to be on Friday as well. Also, don't forget about things that are going to be happening over the weekend. I don't know if SNL is coming back this weekend. I don't know. I'm not sure, but that's something to also check out, because I know I'm going to. Just like I know I'm going to head out right now, I'm going to go ahead and let you all drift off into dreamland. So if it's nighttime for you, then good night. And if it's already morning and you're already starting your day, then good morning. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you next time. Turns into alcohol. No, I just wanna hold ya. Give a little time to me. We'll burn this out. We'll play hide and seek to turn this around. All I want is the taste that your lips allow. My. Oh, give me love, my. Oh, give me love, my. Oh, give me love, my. Oh, give me love.